War anywhere can have global economic effects. Right now, Israel continues to weigh possible military responses to this week's missile attack by Iran. One option is an attack on oil infrastructure, and just the idea of that has sent the price of oil up, but not as much as you might expect. NPR's Camila Domonoske covers energy markets and joins us now to explain. Hey, Camila.
Hi, Elsa.
Okay, so where are oil prices right now?
So as I look at them at the present, they are just under $78 for Brent, the global benchmark. That's up significantly from just a couple days ago, but it's lower than that price was this summer. It's lower than it was this time last year. Prices have gone up, but they're still not that high, relatively speaking. Amrita Sen is the founder of the oil research firm Energy Aspects, and she says in the past, if there was concern about a conflict between Israel and Iran, everyone would be talking about $100 oil. But now?
This is probably the most serious that conflict has ever been, or at least in decades has been, and the market has been completely brushing it aside.
That's so interesting. I don't understand. If historically conflict in the Middle East has meant higher oil prices, why does the market seem to be brushing aside this current conflict between Iran and Israel?
Yeah, so to go just very big picture, the world is making a lot of oil right now, even relative to demand. So the United States especially, the biggest producer in history at this point. And I'll note that U.S. oil is not being directly affected by the port strikes that are happening on the east coast of the U.S. right now. So globally, there's some extra oil sloshing around that generally keeps prices lower. And another thing that that does big picture is lowers the risk of one specific possible disruption to oil supplies, which would be Iran closing the Strait of Hormuz. That's a crucial passageway. A quarter of the world's seaborne oil passes through it, and Iran routinely threatens to shut it down as a tactical strategic weapon, basically. But these days, the U.S. just relies less on Mideast oil than it did decades ago. So Rebecca Babin is an energy trader at CIB Private Wealth, and she says traders are calculating that this makes shutting down the strait less strategically appealing to Iran.
So it almost hurts them as much as it hurts us. So it's kind of taken away some of that leverage.
Now, to be clear, it would be a huge shock to markets if that happened, if the strait was closed. Traders are just calculating they think it probably won't.
But that's only one kind of disruption, right? Like earlier today, President Biden said that he has discussed whether the U.S. would support Israel attacking Iranian oil production. I mean, like, why aren't markets panicking more about that?
In a word, OPEC, the members of that oil cartel, which includes Iran, they've been producing less oil than they could in order to push prices up. So they could crank up production if they wanted to. Would they do that? It's a bit of a mystery. OPEC's always balancing, wanting higher prices and wanting to sell more oil. But they could. The idea is there's a lot of extra oil being held back. And that's a big reason why markets aren't outright panicking right now.
That is NPR's Camila Domonoske. Thank you so much, Camila.
Thank you.